Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, I am Chuck Landing and welcome. Yo, I am Chuck Landing and welcoming you to the Metal Injection. This week's Metal Injection Livecast is brought to you by Black Sabbath's 13, the brand new studio album featuring God is Dead and End of the Beginning, produced by Brick Rubin. See Black Sabbath on tour this summer. Black Sabbath 13 available on iTunes for pre-order now.
Yo, I am Chuck Landing and welcoming you to the Metal Injection Livecast. With all the government spying in the news, could it be that Dave Mustaine was right all along? Nothing makes sense anymore. Maybe Crush Em was a great song after all. I give up. Here's the show.
Crush Em was definitely not a good song, Chuck Blandington. Don't go there. Sid, is there something you want to say?
Did you say Brick Rubin?
Yeah, I heard
during
the
read. Did I say Brick Rubin?
Yes. Sounded like Brick Rubin.
Well,
and it's also God Brick... is Dead. There's a question mark.
God is dead. I'm digging the new Black Sabbath album.
I haven't heard it yet. How has everyone heard the entire album?
It was streaming. It started streaming on Tuesday on iTunes. They had a free stream.
Oh, I don't know how to do that. It's too complicated.
Do you have iTunes?
Yeah.
Then you can do it. You can just go to Black Sabbath on iTunes and then boom, press play.
And it won't charge my credit card?
No. It's a preview.
Oh, I never did
that's
that.
That's how computers work.
But how is it a preview if you get the whole thing?
You can't keep it. Stream it on
iTunes.
How many
times do you need to hear it? You get the point once. Or
some
you
people
just,
like it enough that they want
to
keep
you
it.
You put your boombox next to your computer speaker and you hit record. There you go. You got a
who
tape of it.
Who has boomboxes still that
people
can record?
Someone has a boombox. I bet Brick Rubin has a boombox.
Rick Boombox's Brubin.
That's his new alias. You guys just don't know his cool new nickname. You're not hip to it like I am.
Rick the Brick.
Yeah.
Rick the Brick Rubin. Our phone number here is 646-929-1357. Let us know how your week was. Mine was fantastic. Sid, how was yours?
Yeah. Why was yours fantastic?
Nothing terrible happened, so.
So that's it? That's all.
He's good. Lucky to be alive.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, then I guess I had a fantastic week, too.
He's alive and loving it.
Noah, how was your week?
I can never, like, remember what I do during the week, yeah. Which kind of sucks, but it was great, I guess.
Jake, how was your week?
I got back from Mexico this week. I'm glad to be home.
How was Mexico? Any luxurious parties that you got invited to?
No, being in Mexico is like being in the worst part of town, no matter where you are.
Well, why were you
and,
in Mexico?
With that, I want to say a hearty hello to all of our Mexican listeners.
Oh, they know. Hola. They're quite aware of it. I'm not like telling. I'm not offending them. They're just like, hey, man, you better not go down the street, man. You know, they're very aware of it.
Right. Where in Mexico did you perform?
Monterey, Guadalajara, and Mexico City.
Oh.
Yeah, with animals as leaders. It was fun.
Don't say such mean things about their elected officials in Mexico.
Oh.
That's messed up.
No, that's a band.
Oh.
Animals as leaders. It's a band.
My Malo.
Sid has turned an Espanol for this edition of the live.
You said we had Mexican listeners, so I'm just...
He's in SAP.
Trying to be... Yeah.
Joe Franklin in the chat asks, where's Darren? That's what we're wondering. Hopefully we'll...
Darren is being pelted by Hasidic
Darren?
Jews.
No, you didn't.
Oh,
Darren will be here soon. But let's play this new drama.
Did I just hear Darren?
Did you just hear Darren? You said? Clarissa? Damn it!
There he is. Hey, baby!
Can we play that when he, like, comes
I think we should.
We
should totally.
And where is that from?
Some TV show. I don't even remember. Some awful TV show. Family Tools, I think.
That's a...
Family Tools?
Yeah, is a show. There's a guy from Oz on it.
Stop it, Darren.
Yeah. Any show with a guy named Darren, and it works for us, for our purposes. And no, that is not an endorsement of actually watching Family Tools.
So, Jake, do you, like... Is a bus rented for you when you tour Mexico, or do you guys drive in a van? How does that work?
No. Yeah. Burro.
Burro, El Burro. Since the dates are pretty spaced out, we just flew to each place. So.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Classy.
Yeah.
So you stayed in hotels?
Yeah. They weren't, like, great hotels. Well, the one in Mexico City was really, really nice, but it was, you know, a lot of flying and not a lot of sleep.
Mm.
Yeah.
Tequila? Lots of tequila?
I drank tequila the first night, and that was a mistake. I hate tequila.
Oh, really? Why?
He hates you too, apparently.
Why do you hate tequila?
It doesn't taste as alcoholic as most spirits, so I can drink a lot of it, and it just gives me the worst stomach ache in the world. So
well, maybe that's
I'm
on
no
you.
Fun.
Maybe you need to realize how many shots it takes for Jake to get drunk, and then only
take
that many.
Not very many.
Jake would rather be high.
Yes.
As would I.
Yeah, me too.
The weed there was horrible.
Oh, that's bad.
It was horrible.
Oh, no. How do you say weed in Spanish?
Marijuana.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right.
Sound familiar, Rob?
I thought it was ganja.
We need to play the more you know sounder right now.
Oh, Joe Franklin wants to know, what did Jake have in Mexico, corn or flour tortillas?
They don't have flour tortillas in Mexico. They only have corn. Lots of maize. Yeah.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. It's just so abundant.
It's just in the bad parts of town. It's the rich people that have
you
the
go
flour.
To Chipotle for the flour tortillas.
Yeah.
There's Chipotle in Mexico?
Probably in Mexico City. There's a ton of them, but nowhere else. I mean, why would you go to Chipotle in Mexico? That'd be such a foolish thing. I would never go.
Because you know they have flour tortillas? I mean,
Mexico, eat the
local
food.
Tacos?
Yeah.
Did you get the shits at any point?
No, actually, everybody was terrified. It was a very common topic of conversation, and everybody was regular and solid, so
nice.
It's good.
It's a false stereotype of going to Mexico.
Well, it's weird because we told the people who were the promoters and the people who helped us get around and drove us around, and they didn't get it. Like, they didn't realize that a lot of Americans are terrified of meeting Montezuma. And they're like, really? That's a thing? Like, really? We never have that problem. It's like, yeah, you live here. But
yeah, you're used to it. They've got a tolerance for the harsh bacteria.
Or maybe they don't understand, like, they've never experienced a solid shit. So it's like a world unknown to them.
Bathrooms there are pretty gnarly.
Like splattered shit all over the wall.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's gross. Sharks. It's really gross.
But you can use a bidet.
Corn.
Yeah. I mean, you guys have been in enough venues where you know what a venue bathroom is like.
Yeah.
Imagine like going to any restaurant and they have a venue bathroom.
Oh my god,
that's rough.
Do they have like actual toilets or is it like just a hole?
They're relatively up to date with plumbing in Mexico.
Well, that's good.
Such a racist.
It is a third world country. It's not a.
I just felt like calling Rob a racist.
Come on, come on.
You ever shit in a hole in the floor?
Not yet. I've peed in like a thing, like a giant sink.
Whose sink are you peeing in?
Was it my bathroom?
No, it's like is it a
a trough?
A trough. A trough. Yeah.
It's not a sink.
Yeah, it's a sink for pee. It's just like instead of single urinals, it's like one giant urinal that everyone shares.
Disgusting.
There's no like separation between
you
and another man.
You just see a row of cocks in front of you.
Yeah. It's weird. In Italy, they have these stand-up shitters, and it's actually a porcelain piece that you stand on. There's like foot grooves and stuff, and you actually have to squat. To take a crap in there, and it's horrible.
But you're standing?
You have to stand, yeah. And I'm
like,
well,
how
do you...
Is there a bar you can hold on to?
No, there's not. And I'm like, how do you avoid, like, shitting into your underwear when you do this?
Yeah.
But you have to, like, get a...
You need to have really strong thighs for her.
Yeah,
to, like,
well, don't
your
wear
mouth.
I mean, we've talked about this on the show before. I take 20, sometimes 30 minutes to...
Well, that's
to
why
crap.
That was invented, because they knew, like, this is, like, you know, in a venue, so... Yeah, so you don't sit in there on your cell phone and, you know, you just go in and do your business.
Well, I guess if I'm at a venue and I have to shoot, I would not be sitting on that throne.
You're going to do it anyways. You're going to hover anyways. Yeah. So you might as well hover.
Yeah.
My
routine would be to first wipe down the toilet seat with toilet paper, then coat the toilet seat with 7 layers
make
of toilet
nest.
Paper. Yeah.
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 Then sit
and
on
it. And then carefully sit on it, otherwise the toilet paper will shift.
Oh, the worst! When
a little cold feeling on part of your...
No, just when you spend like what feels like an hour putting down toilet paper, and then just as you sit, the toilet
falls in.
And you're like,
Or when the sensor, when you it like sucks it in, that is the worst. You just you set it all up, and then it just sucks away your nest.
And like splashes all over your ass.
Yes.
Yeah, you don't want that.
That's like a bidet of piss water.
Ugh.
You don't want that.
A great grind band, though. Bidet of Pisswater.
Yeah, that's right.
Saw them in Maryland Death
Hub. Grind.
Yeah. Joe Franklin says, shit and piss talk already. We only need a few minutes.
Come on.
That's what happens when Darren's not here.
Darren's moments away.
Yeah.
We do have a phone number, 646-929-1357. There's also joints here, and I don't understand why we're not
let's do this.
Lighting
that's
up
my
a joint.
We have no guests.
Sorry, Rob.
That's okay. I forgive you, Jake.
Let me accommodate you.
We don't have. Last week we had Limp Bizkit on.
Yeah, how did that work out for us? Did we get a good response or a bad response?
I feel like there's a lot of people are like calling us, at least on the Facebook page, not on the actual site, but like sellouts. Or like Limp Bizkit isn't metal. Who cares? Enough about Fred Durst is a jerk.
They don't sort of get it.
Yeah, and really, if they like listen to the internet,
yeah. But then they'd be sellouts, too, for listening to a Limp Bizkit interview.
Oh.
See?
Yeah.
So they cannot. They have forbidden themselves. So they
He's
will just
here.
Shit talk
He's
us
here.
Instead.
Wait, but he has to plug his headphones in first. Before he
I hear you
skip.
Talking.
Oh.
Hello.
I don't know.
Did I just hear Darren?
Did you just hear Darren? You said? Clarissa? Damn it!
There he is.
Where did this come from?
The show Family Tools.
Hey, baby.
I think it was Clarissa Explains It All.
No.
I heard Clarissa. Yeah.
Hi, I didn't mean to interrupt the story. What's going on?
You are the story, Darren.
That's true.
Stop it, Darren.
Darren! Darren! anytime when I'm working and I'm going through the TV drops, mm-hmm. and I there's something with Darren, I grab it. And for some reason, that show like had a very Darren centric episode, so I just grabbed all that shit.
Going in the rotation.
Yeah.
We were just talking about the Limp Bizkit interview last week and how some Metal Injection fans are very offended.
Yeah. Just offended that you even talked to him.
Just that we booked Limp Bizkit.
But are they fans of Metal Injection the website or Metal Injection the website and Metal Injection the podcast?
I think just the website.
I think just the they
have
a
lot of Metal Injections, by the way, that you just dropped there.
Yeah.
Rob pays me every time I say Metal Injection.
There was one lady that tweeted at the live cast the other day, though, a lady named Carrie Pitts.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
that's really fake.
And she said, I have no respect for Fred Durst, washed up and fake. Wes Borland is awesome.
Thank you.
All right. Sure.
What's the distinction there?
I have no idea.
They're like joined at the hip. But that's
one's washed up and fake, but the other one's awesome, even though he tied his entire career to someone who's washed up and
fake. It's basically because he's artistic.
He's got
he knows how
paint.
To do his makeup.
He does good makeup.
Ways.
She likes his makeup.
Yeah.
She learned to do makeup from him.
One thing I wanted to play on the show is this Rihanna song that I recently came across, which the moment I heard it, I thought of just like Miss Divitelli from the live cast.
What?
The song is called Do Your Thing, and the chorus is just her saying it over and over again.
Do your thing.
Yeah. But the way she says it, she sounds like a Jewish yenta. So let me cue this up. Rihanna, of course, a hip hop artist who most famously known for getting smacked in the face by Chris Brown.
Oh, well, she had a few songs too
about getting smacked in the face.
Yeah, some of them.
This is it. Oh, it's actually called "Do Ya Thang."
Do Ya Thang. Girl's very. Rihanna's very upset with Incantation's lyrics, by the way. I don't know if you.
Oh, same girl.
Yeah, she's upset. They're very blasphemous.
This is a summer jam.
It's very much a summer jam.
Whoa.
It's all about her hooking up with a guy and then being like, no, don't. You're not bound to me.
It's only for the summer.
Yeah.
Summer slang. Bang. So can you get to the. I don't want to hear this whole shitty song.
This is the bridge, I think.
Do your thing.
How many times have you listened to this stuff?
It was
83.
Yeah.
Here we go. This is the bridge. Who's dancing? Hold on. This is a really long bridge.
This weed tastes great, by the way. I just want to give a shout out to the weed that we're smoking.
Cinderella 99. Here we go. Do your thing. Do your. Doesn't it sound like? Do your thing. Just do your thing. Do your
hear
thing.
It. I don't hear any Jewish.
Yeah. No,
I
it's just me.
I don't hear Miss Divitelli at all.
It's just me. I guess
this isn't as good a summer jam as the new Robin Thicke song.
What?
Blurred Lines, that's going to be the song you're going to be sick of within a couple weeks. It's already like in multiple commercials. It's in this new Beats commercial where it's like Robin Thicke and a bunch of half-naked women selling headphones.
Why Robin Thicke?
He's like an R&B superstar.
I know,
it's ridiculous.
But like, I don't get it.
And it's actually a catchy enough song, but you can tell it's going to be played to death.
Jam.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Oh. Jake's just smirking at this song. I'm a real musician. What is this garbage?
This should be a Justin Timberlake song.
So horrible.
No,
it's just it doesn't sound
fine for what it is. There's nothing horrible about it.
Boring.
I would say it's boring.
There's no noodling in it.
It's bouncy.
That's boring, too.
Bouncy is boring?
No, noodling.
Oh.
Sorry.
But yeah, this is a song. Everybody get ready to have this play to death.
So this has been on every commercial already?
It's the Beats commercial.
Oh, cool.
Pharrell must make so much money.
Oh, yeah.
Just
for going, woo, woo. pizza songs.
Coming up with it, I feel it's like all the songs that he produces is like the same sound.
Well, you knew it right away. Like from the first 2 seconds, you knew it was a Pharrell song. Yeah.
He's a one-trick pony.
Good for
him.
It's
a trick people keep coming back for. So,
yep,
it works.
Yeah.
Speaking of summer jams, Black Sabbath's new album comes out this Tuesday.
Is that another live read about Rick Rubin?
But I'm really liking it. I think there's some good. What this album made me want to do now is go back and listen to every like Tony Iommi solo record, or at least maybe the good ones.
Does he sing on those?
No.
Who sings?
Well, he usually has like
his wife from that band. What band?
He was married to Lita Ford.
No. Was he?
Yeah.
When?
Tony Iommi?
Yeah.
When?
Yeah.
When was he married to Lita Ford?
In the peak of her pop, in like the 80s. Late
really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no,
like within the last 10, 15 years.
He was married to Doro Pesch.
He was married to some chick from some shitty all-female metal band.
Lita Ford.
She was a one-female metal band.
With a couple of guys that look like females.
So but I remember when I saw Sabbath, this band opened. It was like 10, 15 years ago. And they were terrible. But I can't remember the name.
Super Nintendo Chalmers says, Robert is changing into Mickey Mouse.
Hey, Mickey! Rain STH was the band.
Okay.
And Maria Sahal.
Yeah, they're like some
but
Eastern European.
They were in Kitty, I think.
Yeah.
No?
They were like Kitty's aunts. But yeah.
Wait, so that's true that Lita Ford was married to Tony Iommi?
I don't think so.
Maybe
they fucked, but whatever.
I know they were definitely dating. During the mid-80s, Iommi was romantically involved with and briefly engaged to Lita Ford. Okay.
Wow.
Wonderful. And then he toured and he had a magic act in Las Vegas under the name Doug Henning.
What?
Tony Iommi.
I believe it.
He looks like Doug Henning. That's all I'm saying.
Who's Doug Henning?
A magician.
Oh.
A very weird bucktooth-looking magician.
Yeah.
He looks like Tony Iommi.
He's like a dirty hippie in spandex.
Go ahead, search that.
Oh, okay. I can sort of see it.
Hey, Noah, want to see me offend Rob and Darren with the same question?
Uh-huh.
Hey, Rob and Darren, I know there's a parade today. Was it the Puerto Rican Pride Parade or the Gay Pride Parade?
Why would I be offended?
Success.
I don't. I'm not Puerto Rican.
Really, though, I think it was the Puerto Rican Parade.
That
right?
explains why I saw like three Puerto Rican people dressed and only Puerto Rican flags walking down Bedford Avenue.
Yeah, usually it's only two.
I live much closer to Puerto Rican.
Every day it's Puerto Rican flags.
Yeah, like, but specifically, I didn't really go to the Avenue of the Puerto Ricans, which is what one of the main avenues in my neighborhood is called. That's like the nickname.
Were you too scared?
No, not scared at all. They're always so festive and it's always absurdly humorous. Just any sort of nationalistic pride to me just seems so absurd. Like, it's ridiculous.
You could be anywhere on the planet within, like, 14 hours now. So
like, what is it bad? Like,
you got a choice in the matter.
Congratulate. Way to be prideful of randomly being given this national.
My favorite thing always, when we used to live in Bensonhurst, me and Rob.
Yeah.
And when Italy won the World Cup one year,
they all run down the streets. Yeah. Oh, my God.
It's fucking shit.
Oh, yeah.
Italia! Viva Italia!
Like, you live in America. Yeah. You're an American in
Italy. Liking soccer for 1 week out of every four years finally pays off. Hooray for us.
Right. I remember that.
And they all sit outside in the cafes and fucking watch on the
with the CDs with the Italian flag on them dangling from their rearview mirror.
Yep.
In their cars. Psyched.
Hey, want to see me offend Rob and Noah with one question?
Oh,
please?
No.
Hey, there's a parade going by the Artillery Museum. Is it the Muslim parade?
Mills just offended that there would be Muslims by the Artillery
Museum. Exactly. That was the part that I wasn't talking about, Rob.
Speaking of Israeli artillery and Noah, there's like this big controversy because I guess some Israeli women that are in the army posted like half-naked photos like with guns and shit.
So what's wrong with that?
Trouble? I don't know. Army slugs.
How
do you
feel
about
that, Noah?
I feel like you probably get like an Israeli email blast. You know all about this.
I do not get an Israeli email blast.
Do you have Google alerts for the Israeli army?
Google alerts.
No, I haven't subscribed to them. I don't know how to figure it out on my phone.
Rob?
No, I don't have Google.
By the way, Joe Franklin's in the chat, and he says Sal the Jerkoff Barber was really happy that time Italy won the World Cup.
Right.
It's a no gay, a win of the World Cup.
Touching the balls with your legs, it's a no gay.
It's a no gay. It's an Italian thing. We touch the balls all of the time.
I like it.
Oh, look at that Google alerts. That's a good. That's a good idea.
What is Google again for newer listeners?
Like a pastry.
You say things like that, and then you get mad when I make Arab jokes.
It's really Kugel. Kugel. Kugel.
So wait, now you're saying I'm not Jewish?
When you say things
the
like that.
The way you said that, you're definitely Jewish.
You're saying I'm not a Jew?
Yeah. You want me to believe that stuff, then act like you know what Kugel is.
For our listeners, I was the voice of the listener.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Speaking of being embarrassed of your heritage, did you guys see the video that I sent you guys of the Russian band?
Oh, yeah. Let's play this. There's like a Russian crab core band.
Yeah. By the way, our
herring core.
Our comment is very upset that you're playing this band. It's not. It's beneath you.
What? Oh, I see. Yeah.
We're selling out. Selling out to Russian crab
we
core.
We sold out last week when we had Limp Bizkit on the show. It's fine.
Yeah,
so fucking. And then so people were getting mad at me for criticizing Saint Anger. Did you see that?
What?
Oh, I started reading
That's
your post.
That's hilarious.
Really
like I said, which was clearly a joke. I said Bob Rock sounds pretty good on this album, so he's like the best living bassist of Metallica because I said Robert Trujillo's disqualified for being on Lulu. That's clearly a joke. That doesn't mean I think Bob Rock's a better bassist than. How can you say that? You know Jason Newsted's still alive, right? Show some respect. Show some respect to Robert Trujillo. Like, no sense of humor whatsoever.
Nope.
I love it.
We should revisit. No, we shouldn't.
What?
Saint Anger. I said we should revisit.
No, please.
Now. Convicted Skies is the band. Drake at Periphery needs a band to open them for them in Russia.
Dude,
this is the band.
This video is so sick.
Have you ever got
S-I-Q-Q. Sick. Sick.
Sick quote.
So right now they're doing like the choreographed
Mega Man
breakdown. Oh, the headbang.
Sounds like Mega Man should be coming out.
What are they saying?
I can't understand it.
Why don't you Google the lyrics to this?
I love Bush.
The singer wrote this when the second girl from Tattoo broke up with him.
What's the second one?
I don't know. The brunette. There was a brunette, probably.
Just the crab coring. Just
Hey, can we talk, like, they look like they're from, like, a Sears catalog, and they're playing the lamest guitars, like the most non-metal guitars.
Well, they're in Russia. What they don't have access to.
Yeah,
just
those,
don't do it.
Those fell off the back of a truck somewhere. What do you want?
And why does the guy have snow on his drum kit?
It's Russia!
And he also has, like, tape and stuff. Look at that.
Well, they're
it's Russia.
They're not, like, a real band. They're just, like, a bunch of kids who have a camera. Like, look at this video. They just went to their forest and, like, shot it. Like,
they
wait, they're
like
not
the crippled kid from Game of Thrones. They can see crows flying.
Noah was very upset about the production quality.
Music.
In this.
Oh, gosh. Don't even get me started on that.
I'm still embarrassed from watching this the other day.
How's their musicianship, Jake?
This is the most untight, like, unmixed pile of crap.
Everybody's got to start somewhere.
Are they actually...
Yeah, but I wouldn't... I've always waited until something was good enough to show
but
other people.
But
that's
doesn't
not sound
the world
like
we live in anymore. The world of Twitter is you post it before you've thought about it.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah, Jake, the world's passed you by.
Okay, this so this looks part of Cam or Tim, like where he's...
But are they... All right. So you're a musician. Are they really, like, playing or are they just, whatever, putting their fingers anywhere?
Well,
are they actually playing what's
the
coming out of
the program, for sure.
Right, but I mean, like his fingering.
Oh, in the video.
Oh.
Really
they have
that?
Really poor form, no matter if they're playing or not.
No, it's not synced up, right?
Oh, well,
right
no,
I don't know.
It's playing through there.
Oh, right.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Okay, never mind.
That makes more sense.
This part is synced. It's actually not that out of sync.
Yeah, that's so cool. How do I get it? Look at them holding their guitars up. Look at that.
Oh, this breakdown.
They look all like...
People.
They all like look like they're getting penetrated anally. Yeah. while they're
like that. Yeah.
Yeah, they're kind of squatting on dick.
Up and down, up and down.
Oh, that was a good one.
And also, their guitars are not plugged into anything.
They're plugged into the snow. The snow is providing the energy.
I hate to say it, but that's very, very common. Even in like high production videos, you don't plug the guitars in.
Why?
What if you have like small wireless packs?
Everybody knows that they're not playing it live.
Sometimes. I don't know. It's never a consideration on the set.
Like,
oh, the mic has been thrown.
Well, that was brutally hard.
I think when you put it in context, it's fine. At least they're doing something.
Doing something.
Would you rather they have a podcast and steal listeners from us?
How many listeners would they
do you think
really
they would do a better podcast than
one.
No, but if even if they stole one listener
from
us,
I think even if we
many.
Put
Wait,
together a band, we would be a better band than them.
Nah.
Even since you don't really know how to play any musical instruments.
What would the music sound like, Noah?
Anything would be better than
but
that.
But like, we're all
like,
the age of these kids. Why are we even... Isn't it a disrespect to us to compare ourselves to them? They're teenagers.
They're just destined for failure and
well, that's just from
and that's just kind of a bummer.
But here's our first single. Very good. Give it a chance. Fiddle, 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 it's called.
The violin's not even plugged in.
I still jump up and down like we're getting duked in the ass.
Taking some cack.
It's circumcised. It won't hurt as much.
646-929-1357. That's our phone number.
Let
us know if you have a terrible Russian crapcore band. Dave Mustaine in the news a lot this week. So much.
You called someone a faggot.
Yeah, I have this queued up.
Just a heckler at a concert. I really don't think it's that big of a deal.
He should know better than that.
They say that a lot in England. He called them a cunt and a faggot.
Yeah, let's listen to it. Let's
listen to it. Are way more common than
you look like Eminem, you stupid cunt.
That is all right. I don't have a problem
with that.
You guys pay a lot of money to come and see us play, and you don't want to stand here in the dark. I mean, part of the whole Megadeth show is us smiling and making that connection with you.
Okay.
Get the fuck out of here. Get this guy out of here. Yeah.
Tough guy.
Come on up here. I got a big cock for your face.
Yeah.
Blow kisses.
Here he comes.
So obnoxious.
Oh, yeah.
Stick that finger right up your ass, you little faggot.
Here's a big cut for me to put in your mouth.
Yeah.
Because I'm not gay at all, you faggot.
Yeah, who's calling who a faggot?
Yeah. Here's a cock reference for you. I want to have oral sex with you right now.
And what if the guy, like, apparently this whole thing happened because Megadeth was having sound problems. But what if the guy was booing the fact that they're having a sound problem?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, what happened, there were some technical problems. The band had to leave for 10 minutes, and the guy was booing...
Was he saying boo Dave Mustaine?
No,
or was
he's saying
boo
the tech problem.
He's the sound guy.
Yeah, exactly. So why is Dave Mustaine getting all pissed?
Allegedly, in the comments of the videos, people who went to the show said, oh, he came out later and apologized, said he shouldn't have...
He shouldn't have happened in the first place.
He's a public figure. He should control himself.
Anyway, the guy was out of the venue.
True, probably.
Yeah. He apologized.
Oh, the guy actually didn't get kicked out of the venue, they said. Then again, that could just be Dave Mustaine creating a fake account, leaving that comment.
What does the apology consist of, though? Do you have that?
I could. There's no video of it, but I could look up what the
guy said. I'm sorry, you're such a faggot.
It was a false flag apology. He didn't mean it.
That apology was planted by Obama.
Yeah.
It's bullshit.
CIA follows him around and apologizes for everything he does after the fact. They've got a Mustaine lookalike that just shows up.
Yeah, it wasn't me. Stunt double. Faggot.
They have Eric Stoltz in a wig. He just comes out. Just out of work, ginger actor.
It's a howdy doody puppet.
Yeah. Just tape a ukulele to it.
Oh, yeah, that's Dave Mustaine. I'm really sorry I said that. I swear. I swear.
It was so faggy of me.
I'm such a faggot. It's my go-to reference when someone does something I don't like.
He has to apologize for the apology.
Yeah. Wait. That was a shitty apology. I'm sorry. That was very faggoty of me. I'm such a cunt. Yeah.
He goes, to start with, the technical issue was, in fact, a spotlight operator who wasn't doing his job right. And it turns out that Megadeth had left the stage in order to deal with this guy and in order
for
to give the fans the show that they deserved. The spotlight operator was replaced, and when Dave came back to the stage and began to apologize and explain the situation, the heckler began to boo, flip Dave off, and shout abuse at him. Dave called him out, and
how dare someone shout abuse at a metal show?
Yeah. Dave called him out, and called him a faggot and a cunt. Said he looked like Eminem and told him to suck his dick. Calling the guy a faggot may be out of order, but later on...
But calling him Eminem, was horrible.
To be fair, he did look a lot like Eminem.
Dave apologized to the crowd about his use of the word faggot, and he said something along the lines of, I didn't mean to call the guy gay or anything. I just meant he was acting like a cunt.
That's his apology? No, I'm sorry I insulted you by calling you gay. That's
in case there's any queers here.
Yeah.
I don't want to offend any of you queers by saying someone's gay.
I didn't mean faggot gay. That's a real insult. I meant faggot wimp.
The heckler wasn't ejected from the show either. He was just treated like a regular crowd surfer and was let back into the crowd from the rear of the venue. At the end of the gig, during the
gay.
At the end of the gay.
At the end of the gay. That's my new single. The end. No more gays. I've cured it.
Dave called attention to the heckler again and called him a jackass through a joke, but it seemed he didn't resent the guy. He told everyone that he thought it was an accepting and welcome community, and while the guy may be a total dick, he loved him anyway.
What?
I love you even though you're a faggot.
Yeah,
here's my new single.
Like,
it's called Imagine. Here it is. Imagine there's no faggot. It's easy if you try. I've cured homosexuality, so guys should not be having sex with other guys. That song was faggoty. I apologize.
No more.
I think it would be less offensive if previously he didn't come out against gay marriage and all that.
Well, the apology made it worse, I think. He's like, when I said faggot, I didn't mean to call him gay. He's apologizing for calling the guy gay.
Yeah.
Like, that's an insult.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ay, ay, ay. Nothing against you, fag. Keep buying my albums, you fucking turd burglars.
That's less money that they spend on fancy weddings. Buy that $20 CD.
My CDs make wonderful, wonderful butt wipes when you want to get all that, man juice out of you.
All that Santorum.
It's Santorum. That's right, Sid. Thank you, Sid.
And it's one less centerpiece.
You might need a PR guy. No weddings.
No decorative centerpieces because we have to buy the Megadeth album.
I won't go that far. No weddings. Gay sex, fine.
He's just mad because when the gays get married, they might get their suit at Men's Warehouse. So he just screws it over twice. He's so offended.
No ass smashers at Men's Warehouse.
No, the ass smashers can go to Men's Warehouse.
No, yeah. Even ass smashers deserve good customer service, Rob. Come on.
No colon cowboys. No, all of you colon cowboys, I'm looking out for you. Don't go to Men's Warehouse. It's not Men's on Men's Warehouse, okay? Come on. Get it together.
Oh, I just got this press release. Dave Mustaine is going to be the Grand Marshal at the Grey Pride Parade here in New York City. Next
sure. Time. Right.
At the
Grey
Pride
Parade. I will do the Grey Pride Parade.
What's wrong with you?
I support gray marriage for all our seniors, but not gays.
Seniors can get married. As long as you're not faggots.
Anyone who wants to get married when it's rainy out, I support gray marriage. But not faggots!
Sorry, George Takei.
Who? I'm not plugged into the Facebook. I don't know who that is. George Takei?
Yeah.
I don't like him. Faggot.
Rob, get the Dave Mustaine interview already. Come on.
You still searching for that?
Well, oh, no. The,
I mean, for the show.
Oh. Another great thing, you know, Megadeth's album Super Collider came out this week, and Spotify.
Is that a great thing?
No, well, the great thing about that is Spotify has this ongoing feature where they get the musician to do a commentary track for each track on an album. And to celebrate the release of Super Collider, they got Dave Mustaine to talk about every track on the album, and there's such gold in here.
The song Super Collider was...
geez.
It was one of those rare finds where you're going through a lot of material that you've saved over the years. As a guitar player, I've always saved all my riffs and stuff and scraps of paper. There were so many times I would call my own phone in the middle of the night and I'd go... and my wife would go...
That's time out, isn't it? That's literally what he does. He doesn't say anything. He goes, that's what Super Collider, that's the whole album. Like some riff, and then he just comes in, he's like...
Faggots. I hate faggots. Obama, Obama, Obama. James Hetfield's dog. I'm going to kill his dog. Make him for my dog.
That's his whole album. That's what Super Collider
I would consider buying that.
That's sure. A comedy album.
And the commentary for Dance in the Rain is amazing.
Dance in the Rain is a funny song for me. I really enjoy listening to the song.
Thanks.
Just him. Well, I'm glad you enjoyed listening to something you wrote.
Yeah. We bought it already. If we're hearing this, you don't have to sell it anymore.
Well, that just means for every song he didn't say he enjoys listening, he doesn't like that.
Right.
Oh.
Singing it, and I think that the fans are going to enjoy hearing this song too. David Draymond from Disturbed actually came out to the studio, and we hung out for a couple days. I told him that I wanted to have a little bit of some help with my vocal melodies and stuff, and would he be interested in helping me? Because, you know, I can do what I can do already. And I was thinking it'd be great to try and do something different. And while we were out on Mayhem, I really grew to like David. I thought he was a nice guy and a very talented cat. And so he came out, and not everything that we worked on together ended up on the record, but I definitely learned a lot from him. And you know, his craft, he's a frontman. He's a singer. You know, I'm a guitar player that sings, so I obviously if I'm teachable, I'm going to learn. And he helped me a little bit with the melody for the chorus of Dance in the Rain. Also helped me with Forget to Remember, the whispers right before the chorus is in there, which is something I wouldn't normally have done.
I wrote that into my journal.
And the other thing that's really peculiar about Dance in the Rain is what the lyrics came from. I
was Dancing in the Rain, and he hired Rain Man to do it.
Hold on. Where did
getting
the...
some nukes came from. I was in a fast food restaurant. Getting some nouveau Chinese, and
what?
I had a couple of fortune cookies that I had read the fortunes on.
Oh, for
one
fuck's
of them said,
sake!
You're
Are you
get
serious?
A,
yep.
A
put him in a nursing home.
He got the lyrics for the song
kind.
On a fortune cookie.
Someone
this is the song, but no, anyway, there's an intro. So what were you gonna say?
Someone wanted me to do the wah as Dave Mustaine.
Oh God.
Wah. I don't know. Is that all right?
My heart might explode. You should be careful.
Wah, faggot.
We should listen to all the songs on the album and guess what restaurant he was at when he came up with it. You'll never guess $5 footlong. That song, you never guess.
That's about faggot.
Bah, 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 bah. I'm loving it. But not gay marriage. Yeah.
He's not even singing, he's just talking.
Hello, B.
That's his thing, he does that.
But he said that David Draymond taught him how to sing.
Well, the melody on the chorus. This isn't the chorus.
I got a beat plus on that.
This is awful so far. Under surveillance, courtesy
of Big Brother in your heart. Hello, Meatball Sub. Yeah. Meet the real Meatball Sub.
Subway awful.
More closure of a Quiznos.
Serious.
Oh, no.
Bye-bye.
the powers that be will never win? Isn't that how they became the powers that be, by winning?
Wow.
Isn't that sort of the point?
The ultimate battle they will never win.
Oh.
Dude, it's not that sought out, all right?
When Hashem judges them, they will be struck down. That's what he's trying to say.
Adonai.
Yahweh will have his say.
Eloheinu melech olam.
David Sage sings the classics. No, really. These songs are 2,000 years old.
Die, die, no. Die, die, no. Dreaming, dreaming, dreaming. Made it out of clay.
Here's his commentary.
What was the song that Sean Drover had written parts to this song, and I like trying to bring the guys in with songwriting so that, you know, when we're standing up on stage, we all get to celebrate. It's not like, well, you know, I'm a hired hand in the cover band. You know, all I do is sit back here and play Dave's songs. No, we try and make it so that everyone has, you know, something in the stone soup.
And then overrule all of them.
Yeah.
With Bill for War,
he just makes
we wanted to write something that
the money, was, and then he rejects it.
Yeah.
Ask Marty Friedman how he feels about
pretty
it.
Heavy, and as the riff started and we worked on it a little bit, there was an odd timing issue. So it was really hard for me to sing this in the studio. We had to really be creative how we were doing this. So I don't know how on earth I'm ever going to do this live, but hearing the song when it was done, I thought, you know what, this really needs kind of a classic old Pantera kind of cool, edgy kind of lyric to it. You know, not you know, the later Pantera stuff, but more the earlier stuff. And that's kind of what we did. We kind of looked at some of, you know, their really cool, aggressive songs and some of the other stuff that was, you know, some of the grindcore stuff that was out. Some of the stuff that I liked from them.
Right. We listened to some of the grindcore stuff, and then we completely ignored it.
And then we talked about how shitty it sounds.
I can't imagine Dave Mustaine listening to grindcore. Well, he must mean like Napalm Death, like early grindcore.
We were having a time signature issue, so we listened to some grindcore, and that made us feel better about how we were missing our time.
Yeah, these guys don't even have own a clock.
They don't even have instruments.
So here's the song. Here's their grindcore song. It's probably Carcass.
I hear a little of Pantera in there.
Yeah.
He's trying so hard to sound like Phil.
He
That's
really is.
So embarrassing.
Yeah. As soon as the lyrics came on, it was like a dead ringer.
Oh, this is totally, this is definitely.
By the way, Dave loves fast food so much that he renamed his band Panera. Panera Bread.
If he does that, like, squeal that Dime does, like, that harmonic that he squeals, forget it. It's a blatant ripoff.
Mouth for war? Is that what he said?
He's just ripping his thumbs off now.
Hold your mouth for war. Use it for what it's for.
Yeah. This is the Gorgon song. There is no retreating. I will cut you down inside your heart. I will beg for mercy. The path leads your stress death for war. Heals you and heals you. There's, I don't know.
It's not Megadeth.
Yeah. I liked that other song, the one we were making fun of.
This is the one song where I think it's. Like this is the most tolerable song on the album.
Really? I like. I didn't.
No. The one I'm playing right now, Kingmaker.
Okay.
Yeah.
I listened through the album. I didn't think it was bad at all. I have to say.
I think it's a step down from the last one.
It doesn't belong with the great music.
Oh yeah.
It wasn't. I didn't think it was horrible. It wasn't Saint Anger for Megadeth.
No. That's the one thing about Dave Mustaine is he's never recorded a.
Except for Risk, he's pretty consistent with the quality.
Bill Nye's like, waiting for the groin gore grind part.
This is it. I like this.
This riff is good. Noah, what do you think?
This is a riff that Chris Broderick wrote, and I like it. I mean, I don't know if that's true, but probably.
That's not true, Noah. I write everything.
Look at us.
This is better, but I mean, like, the lyrics suck. Like, do you remember when Megadeth had good, well-thought-out lyrics?
Yeah, when he was on coke.
Yeah.
And crack.
Yeah. Let's get that back.
Here's something from the last album that shows a terrible lyric.
Get him to do some coke. That's all you gotta do.
No!
He
just,
why?
What?
Don't play this song.
Why?
Why?
It's about Noah.
Isn't this that song that gets stuck in my head all the time?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, no,
I had a dream about Noah, and I whispered it into my dream journal. Here it is. This is called Noah's Wet Dream.
Oh, no, this is a fun.
Joe Franklin in the chat is recording all your mistakes today.
I have my vocal.
Groin Grind, Brick Rubin, and Gray Pride, you've said so far.
Excellent.
Groin Grind.
Sid's dying to make a joke. He's holding back.
There's too many.
Yeah.
Well, that could be Rob's tagline. Groin Grind, Brick Rubin, Gray Pride.
This is Jake last week.
Huh? What do you mean?
Jason shot that back here. Oh, he was in Mexico.
There's a story being broken in the chat here.
Oh, what's going
on? Val Venus says Dave Mustaine raped and killed a girl in 1990.
What?
I don't know. It's not even a joke.
Call in and tell us about this, please, Val.
646-929-1357. That's the phone number. Mm-hmm. Should we take a music break?
Why not?
All right. Before we take a music break, I'd like to remind everyone that the new studio album from Black Sabbath, 13, is currently available for pre-order on iTunes, featuring the songs God Is Dead and End of the Beginning, produced by Rick Rubin. You could see Black Sabbath on tour this summer. Here's my favorite track off the new album, which is out this Tuesday. It's Age of Reason.
Are we allowed to play this?
Yes, that was a great song, wasn't it? No, I mean it. I love unlistenable noise, really. So here's more of it. We'll be right back. You're listening to the show that Kerry King of Slayer plays on his iPod whenever he's not busy watching Schindler's List. Backwards. It's the Metal Injection Live Cast. your announcer, Chuck Landington. Now that we're done listening to a bunch of songs Rob would like to convince you he actually likes, it's time to return to the Metal Injection live cast. Here we go.
We're back. That was a very grindcore music break dedicated to Dave Mustaine.
Yeah.
Kicked off with a new Black Sabbath track. I forgot the name of it. But it's my favorite track off their new album.
What's the name 13. Of their new album?
13.
Brick Rubin.
Brick Rubin.
13.
Groin Grind.
Yeah.
Groin Grind. That's not the name of their new album. The song is Age of Reason. Then I played Dave Mustaine's favorite grind band, Carcass. And apparently that's Jake's favorite song that I picked out.
Yeah, I love that album.
That's not my favorite grind band.
Oh, and then I played
it's Rush.
Then I played a little Pig Destroyer and a quick Worm Rot track so that Noah could go pee. That's a little behind-the-scenes info.
And, like, the amount of time that it took me to get from the table to the bathroom, pee, and come back to the table was the exact amount of time of that Worm Rot song.
You think they planned it that way?
Yeah.
Let's see.
How long was that?
Oh, where's that Worm Rot song? Give it a minute. Give it a minute.
That's longer than the song.
104.
Oh.
Oh. Wow. Okay. And I didn't even wash my hands.
Nice.
Damn. I'm nuts to use that mic. That's like the city bike. Duty on the city bike.
We were just talking about that. City Bike is a new bike rental program being started in the city, sponsored by Citibank. Mm-hmm. And
you can just take a city bike from anywhere. You put some money in or something, and
yeah, there's like a credit card machine in this like area where you can rent the bike. So you swipe your card through, you buy it like a day pass, and then you get like a card that you could use to.
Yeah, but you can only use
bike.
The bike 30 minutes at a time, which
yeah.
is retarded.
Yeah, it's silly.
You can go down the street.
Yeah, how far can you go?
You right. can go until the next city bike.
Yeah.
yeah.
And then you have to start
Can you
over.
Drop them off at a different city
yeah.
bike?
Well, then there's no more parking spots.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Then you get to keep it.
Then you, oh, no. You call them, and then they set you up with a 10-minute extension to find another place.
So
I looked up the fact.
You ruin your whole fucking day looking for somewhere to drop this goddamn
yeah.
thing off.
Woo! Yeah, I don't think it's really a problem.
What happens
yet?
If you just like fuck it and you drop it? You keep walking.
And speaking of the germs on the shitty bike,
right?
We should say
why we were talking about that because there's like a naked bike marathon.
Okay, yesterday we were stopped in the car next to Battery Park, next to a bike path, and all of a sudden all these naked people. On bikes, there's all this like flesh on bikes just passing by.
Fat, disgusting people.
Yeah, and like women with their tits, like really, really saggy tits out.
The hot
well,
water
not
bottle
bras.
Tits.
It wasn't very pretty, but you know,
well,
it's not what you would expect.
You're saying it's worse than what you would think without a bra, right?
Huh?
Never mind. Go ahead. Please continue. Hot water bottle tits. That's
oh yeah, and then one of them had written on their back in paint. Less gas, more ass.
Mm-hmm.
So we figured it was like a naked bike parade or something.
Can we have like less gas and less ass? Is that possible?
Well, with me, it's more of both.
Well, I mean, I support their cause and all that, but I just don't want to see.
What's the cause?
You know, less gas.
Ride a
less
bike
farting?
Why would, what less gas, why?
Using bikes to.
But that means there's more gas for everyone else because they haven't used it.
Well, I guess the idea would be that they want to replace cars with bikes.
That's not going to happen.
I agree, but
so then we thought, what if one of them rented a city bike? So there was like a bike seat stuck in between a, like a fat man's naked ass,
fat beauty
and, like,
ball
wet accumulating
balls
on the leather
bouncing on the tip of the seat.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of
Maybe
the guys were wearing jock straps,
out.
By the way.
Imagine if there's some scat fetishist going around New York looking for those city bikes with, like, just sniffing the seats all day.
Man.
Rob.
Ew. Ew.
That's disgusting. Take that back right now, Sid.
Thank you for screaming over my fart. Not that one, though.
Oh.
That's gross.
Was it all like this?
No, it felt like the first one.
Yeah.
No, oh, that's soon. Soon. After the show, but before Game of Thrones.
Oh.
We'll be that.
Do you have appointment pooping?
Oh, sure.
Still haven't caught up to that yet.
The pooping or Game of Thrones?
Both. Both. It will be epic once I catch up to the pooping.
Yeah, Game of Thrones is great. I highly recommend everybody watch it.
Can't believe they killed Peter Dinklage.
Don't spoil it.
I'm kidding. I spoiled that he's not dead.
Yeah. Well, no, you just...
I mean, everybody dies eventually, I'm sure. It's just how life works. So,
wow, now we're getting into this whole other thing.
Yeah.
Now we're getting really deep, Sid.
Yeah. Spoiler alert, Rob, you will die.
What?
Tomorrow.
What?
I'll fucking kill you and I'll enjoy doing it.
Thank you, ma'am.
Do you guys think that when we turn, like, I don't know, 80 or 70, like when we're old and we're in a nursing home, do you think we're still going to be sitting at an old table podcasting?
There won't be anything plugged in. We'll just be sitting at a table talking into microphones.
Well, yes. Podcasting.
I wiped my ass today. Did you use a drying paper?
Yeah, we would be talking about completely different issues.
Can you believe the naked hoverboard ride was yesterday?
We'll have those by then, right?
Imagine the duty on that hoverboard. Oh, my God.
Shlomo will be there. He'll be 50.
Did you hear what the reanimated Dave Mustaine said yesterday?
When will he go away?
Yeah. Even older than them.
He'll be one of the co-hosts on the podcast by then.
Right. He would
reanimated Dave Mustaine?
No, actual Dave Mustaine.
Oh, actual? The zombie Dave Mustaine?
No, why
he's
Sid's
saying he'll
zombie?
Still be alive.
Yeah, just be really old.
Okay.
He doesn't do anything but sit in his house.
Yeah.
He's very well preserved from all those drugs.
Yeah. Wait, are you talking about Dave Mustaine or Rob?
Both.
Okay. Because as you said that, I was looking at Rob smoking weed, and I'm like, oh, that could go for either of these people.
I have to leave my house to do the live cast, to do my serious show.
Yes.
I don't feel like weed is one of those drugs that really, like,
no.
You know, it
doesn't preserve you.
Yeah.
I know.
That
well,
coke, man.
I mean, there is hemp in it. Hemp has many, like, beneficial...
No, I'm not saying it's bad for you. I'm just saying, like, when you think of being preserved, it's not necessarily a good thing. It's like being encased in amber.
I just, like, imagine Rob wrapped in seaweed.
Oh.
Then like, Darren definitely won't eat him.
I won't eat you,
what
Rob.
What does my Thursday night have to do with this?
Rob's spa treatment.
Yeah.
Well, like, if you could be preserved, would you? Would you do it?
No, I would just die. I don't see the need for that. Just
really?
Live your life and leave.
Do you think your brain just, like, everything goes dark? Or what happens?
Yes, I believe when you die, you shut down. It is the last computer crash of your existence. I don't
There's
know.
No, that's a good analogy,
The ultimate blue screen of death.
I agree.
Is dying.
Actual death.
The blue screen
of
actual
death.
See,
I always thought it would be black, but actually it's blue. I know.
Yeah, you see blue when you die.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Yeah, that's. I think it's so self-centered to think there's more than that.
Agreed.
It's just like, no, you're just a vessel.
Mm-hmm. Well, the thing is, if your brain is what causes all this cognitive function and then your brain doesn't work anymore, how would you be experiencing this stuff, you know?
Your soul.
Right.
Where's your soul? Show me a soul. Show me soul!
None of us have one, so.
Right. I agree.
We're not the ones.
Because we're Jews.
That. Yeah.
And if people will always say that that's such a negative way to think, but I really think it's not because, you know, that means that you have to really take seriously the things that happen here.
Yeah, right. Enjoy your life.
Treat each other well.
Right.
Nicely.
Well, also it means you can just kill people without.
Yeah, and there's no consequences, really.
Other than the law.
Well, exactly. What I'm saying is that if you, in order to make things good here, we have to do it ourselves. We can make things shitty, or we can make it good. It has to be a conscious choice. So that makes it mean more.
So you're saying you do have a moral barometer.
Yes. Even though I'm an atheist. With an S at the end.
Joe Franklin in the chat asks, would you want to be cremated? Yes, I want to be disposed of.
Smoke you?
In the cheapest way possible. Like, first of all, I'm going to donate whatever.
That's the way you get to your Thursday night again.
I will totally give up all my organs, my remaining functional organs to science, to like whoever.
You've been trying to keep up your organ for a while. Nobody's
no takers.
And then throw me in the oven like a Jew in the Holocaust.
Oh,
I don't care.
God.
Too far?
No.
I'm just saying.
And okay,
I'm
and then
dead.
And then what do we do with your ashes? Then
you're whatever. Whatever.
Takes up less space than a coffin.
Yeah. Yeah, you could just throw them in the water. I don't care.
Which Brighton Beach?
Right, throw them in Brighton Beach. Yes. No, I don't want to. I don't want my. If there is some sort of afterlife, you know, I don't think there is. But should there be one, and then you know, you are where your ashes are. I don't want my soul just hovering over Brighton Beach.
Yeah,
I want to be somewhere nice.
Then your mother's ashes will nag you for eternity.
Yeah. Robert, you're looking very ashy today.
We should do a flyover at a Chromeo concert.
Oh,
just sprinkle you
over everyone.
What if we used his ashes as a spice rub on some nice baby back ribs?
Way to go.
And then drop the ribs over a Chromeo concert.
Okay. No. Use my ashes in the charcoal while smoking the ribs.
And then feeding it to Chromeo.
Yeah.
And then you and Chromeo will forever be entwined.
I will be inside of Chromeo.
I prefer not to be cremated. I want to live forever, actually. I'm into life extension. The only thing is I don't really cooperate. Like, I'm not committed to it because I eat all kinds of horrible things that'll probably dislodge my colon before I'm 50.
You can get a new colon.
Yeah, well, I hope
so. Yeah.
Cybernetic colon.
Yeah, but I mean, I just want it to happen spontaneously. I don't want to do anything. Yeah. I just want them to solve all human disease.
Yeah, swallow a pill.
Because getting old is really just a disease. Like, it's not, you know, there's no reason we have to get old. That's just the way we evolved, you know, like the cells break down. But if they could just stop the cells breaking down, then there'd be no reason to die.
They can, and they're working on that.
Yeah,
I hope. But then just do it quick. Too many people.
Yeah, there'd be overpopulation. We'll solve that problem when we get to it. I want to live, motherfucker.
Why?
Interesting.
The Mets are
I like
the
living.
World Series eventually. We got to at least be alive that long. Come on. I'm very happy. I like living. There are things obviously.
So live,
that,
live, live a little.
I don't want to stop eventually.
Well, how do you know you don't want to stop?
Well, but
what if you get bored?
If I get that old, then I'll choose voluntarily to die.
How would you voluntarily die?
I would jump out of a plane over a Chromeo concert.
No.
No.
Have you ever thought about that? Like, hey, if I need to kill myself.
I don't know. Jump off the cliffs of Dover. I don't know. I have no idea.
No, but that would be too painful. That would be too painful.
I don't want to die, so I haven't thought about it. Let's think about it now. We got a show. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, we are kind of talking about it.
Heroin. Just do heroin. If I
is that a Kumail impression?
Yes.
Good job.
So if I ever had like a life ending disease, I was like, well, I'm dying anyway. Might as well take up the most addictive drug.
A crack. Just do some crack.
But
if you had a disease like that, you'd probably be all drugged up to begin with.
That's true. I could just get oxycodone. Like, that's heroin. It's fine.
Campion 95 says, I'd go to a Lamb of God concert and get pushed by Randy.
No.
Get on stage.
Casperger, I would marry Tim Lempisis.
No, then you'd stay alive. He's too inept to follow through on it.
Yeah.
That's the worst way to die. That just guarantees your safety. Hang around, go back in time and hang around with Seth Putnam.
Hey, that's the way to go.
Oh, I know one. Be interviewed by the live cast.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Good.
A motorcycle.
It seems we're impervious to that curse.
Yeah. Well, we're not interviewing ourselves.
I guess that's true. Well, we sort of do.
Yeah, but we're not the guests. You have to be the guest. That's what it is. Officially.
All this talk of death.
You're not the guest anymore, Jake. You're sort of part of the family. But
you're more of a guest host.
At one point, he was a guest, though.
That's true.
So
am I doomed or what?
I don't know.
Well, maybe being on the show kind of like prevents him.
The repetition. It keeps you alive.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is, you know, don't close your eyes when Noah's around. Because
I didn't know where you were going with that.
He's always closing his eyes when I'm around.
Well, for now, he's around. But I'm just saying, you've been in the room with each of these people, so I don't know. It could be you.
Some of them were over the phone. Don't call Noah.
Shut up.
Yeah,
I'm
don't
trying
call
to go
me.
Somewhere else. Oh, here's a good one. Super Nintendo Chalmers. I would sign up for a match with New Jack. That's a good way to die.
It's true.
Does New Jack still wrestle?
He just does shoot interviews now.
It's a good,
he's a
good
wrestler,
way
to
earn a living.
If people want to hear what you got to say, sure. Why not? Is Sean immune since he was once a host?
No, Sean, once you stop.
Yeah,
guest now if he would be on the show.
Any immunity you built up goes away.
Yeah.
He might be dead now, for all we know.
Yeah, he has the HIV of livecast curse. There's no immunity.
Fair enough.
Speaking
what
of
about
all
Alan?
Alan's dead already.
Long dead.
Alan's dead inside.
Yeah, he's a lawyer now.
Yeah, exactly.
Someone took Angel of Death and slowed it down 800%, and it's pretty amazing. I want to play it.
Is it really?
Here's
amazing?
The original. Well, just in case. In case there's one or two people out there who've never heard the original.
No, or who tuned in for the Limp Bizkit.
Stayed. This is Slayer. You should get into them.
Listen to them instead.
Not a good song. All right, so thrash it.
Okay.
And then here's the 800% slower version.
How long is it?
45 minutes. 40 minutes. I'm not going to play the whole thing. So it's like this for a while. This is the intro.
Yeah, but who actually sits through it? Like, they say, okay,
there are people that definitely sit through it, because there's comments all throughout on the SoundCloud. But then the scream is what gets me. Sounds like a horror movie.
Cool. Yeah.
One of the comments, here are the gates of hell slowly opening. And what is voice shift? Hold on.
We have to hold on 8 minutes.
Yeah. Hold on, yeah.
That's sort of awesome.
It is.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Get to it some lyrics though.
You can't. You can't really make any lyrics out here. Like, 15 minutes into the song.
I'm over it.
This is like a soundtrack to being tortured.
I love that the first comment on Metal Injection of this is, listen to this baked.
Yeah.
Shouldn't that be the first comment to anything on Metal Injection?
That's true.
We actually have this sped up 800 times. You want to hear it?
Oh, yeah.
Here it is.
There it is.
Very nice.
There's merit to both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One sounds like the gates of hell opening up, and the one sounds like a slightly retarded person.
Which is which? (646) 929-1357 That's the phone number for the Metal Injection Livecast. Give us a call. We have a mashup, another mashup.
Oh, good.
This week, let's get to that. It's a little shorter than last week's, but by the same person as last week.
So is he entered twice?
He's sure. Jake Metal Snake. He created this one. It's called Guy Fieri Did It All for the Nookie.
Hey, this is Wes and Fred from Limp Bizkit, and you're listening to the Metal Rejection Inspection.
The Metal Injection, motherfucker.
Don't use those cruel words of hate with me. I know why you want to hate me. Hate is all I even talk about lately.
Hey, you mind if I make a song out of that shit?
How do you respond to being called the Guy Fieri of rap rock?
I'm Guy Fieri and we're rolling, rolling, rolling out. Rolling out. Rolling out. Rolling out.
I haven't been to a Limp Bizkit show in over a decade.
Fucking bullshit!
Who are you to judge what's metal? Where is this?
What do you mean, who am I? I am a 14-year-old kid from the Midwest.
I'm God's idiot.
What? What?
Yes, I like Limp Bizkit since 1991. Yes, and I need to know flour or corn tortilla?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
I'm Gassietti, and we're rolling out.
No. Overhead. That was it.
Magnificent. A++. A++.
He just keeps getting better and better. That's what happens when you.
Yeah, yeah. The first one started slow, and then by the end, I was rolling. I had tears in my eyes. So he's went from that point, kept going up.
Yeah.
Practice makes perfect.
Very good one, Jake Metalsnake. You can submit your mashups. Email me robert@metalinjection.net. And we're going to pick one, and you win a free Metal Injection shirt for the best one. Maybe the best two we'll do, even, just to encourage a little more.
Were we going to send anyone to Mayhem Fest?
Oh, yeah, that was also part of it. Sure, yeah, we'll give you two tickets to Mayhem Fest. That's why we're doing it.
Good to see we have the rules straight here.
Oh, yeah, Mayhem Fest.
Well,
yeah,
lucky for us, we can be this way.
Yeah.
We're going to give away 2 EVE 6 tickets.
Yeah, we still have those from like 10 years ago.
No one ever picked them up.
Ugh.
And we have the Rob Halford Winter Song CD.
Oh, yeah, we definitely still have that.
Plenty of Nightwish.
Oh, no, we don't have that because someone actually claimed it as a goof, but I actually sent it to them.
Is it featuring David Drainman?
David E. Rainman?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll take that as a yes.
He wrote a melody on one of the choruses. That's what it is.
Yeah.
What about this Prism thing? Have you guys heard about this NSA leak?
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, the NSA is keeping logs of metadata from social networks and
they can just
your phones and your Facebook's accounts and Google searches. And is it really a big deal?
Yes.
I don't think so.
Why is it a big deal, Darren?
Why is it a big deal? That they
no,
have
I'm
the...
I'm honestly, I'm not be, trying to be facetious.
Well, all right, why do you not think it's a big deal?
Here's the thing. They're obviously, I feel like they're not monitoring it. They're just keeping a log of it.
And then,
if somebody breaks the law, they'll go, let's go back and look through their Facebook history.
It doesn't matter because... Even if they're not doing anything wrong with the data now, it gives them the ability to do something wrong in the future, and it gives future governments the ability to do something wrong in the future.
It's about setting a precedent.
It's giving them too much concentrated power in one piece of technology that they shouldn't have. They shouldn't be allowed to do. Like, there's millions of things they could do, like warrantless wiretapping, for example. There's no reason to think that they're actually tapping your phone personally.
Who talks on the phone anymore?
Well, you know what I'm saying.
Other
than
to order pizza.
They shouldn't have the power to do that.
If in this day and age you're talking on the phone, you're probably up to some shady shit. So good.
I have a landline at home.
Well, there you go.
I'm not doing anything wrong.
Oh,
so then what is
that?
Yeah. That's my initial thing was like, well, hey, I'm not doing anything illegal.
Well,
what do I care?
Yeah, you are.
Yes, you are. You're buying me drugs.
You're talking. I don't do drugs.
No, that's a really bad attitude, in my opinion.
No. But coming up with that, I realized, okay, there has to be another side to this argument that I'm not seeing, and I seeked it out, and I can see what you're saying. Like the example that I read was if the Nazis were around right now, and if they wanted to. You know, find all the Jews. They could just find it based on whoever picked
on
Jewish.
So you only understand. You only understand if it puts you in like a Jewish.
In the way your mom would put it to you.
In Holocaust terms. That's the only way.
Rob went to the Holocaust Museum and then came up with this argument.
I went to the Holocaust Museum. I said, Rabbi, explain to me why is this Prism thing wrong?
May I say though that if the Nazis were around now and to the point where they could selectively pick out Jews and kill them, then Facebook would be the least of our issues.
Yeah.
Or wiretapping. It'd be like, oh crap, the Nazis are in power again. How'd that happen?
Right, but that's the whole point. It doesn't have to be the Nazis. It doesn't have to be that extreme. That's just like an illustrative example to show why, you know, that's the worst end of the spectrum.
Yeah.
But I mean, they could fuck with you in any number of like small little ways that they shouldn't have. Like, all right, use the cops as an analogy. Like, you can say, well, if you're not doing anything wrong, you know, then what are you worried about the cops harassing you? Well, the cops harass people that are not doing anything wrong all the fucking time.
So why? So that's not a good
so
argument.
Abuse of power is basically the concern.
Potential abuse. But of if power. It leads to no, if they, but harass how? Like, let me see what's in your pockets. All right, here. There's nothing illegal. All right,
but
now
they
I can
not.
Go about
they
my
shouldn't
day.
Have think, the right to. It's anti-constitutional.
Think of a society more like North Korea, where they can just slap the shit out of your hands and haul you off to a concentration camp. That's the direction that people do not want to go in. And
it's
that,
not going
to. But and doing this kind of stuff takes away certain freedoms, and they're constantly
but
building.
But freedoms,
on them.
The word that were an illusion to begin with. We never really had them to begin
that's
with.
That's completely different, aren't
this you? Is yeah. just now. It's more out in the open that we don't have them.
All right, I know you're doing shtick.
Not so. Really.
We don't have freedoms.
The freedoms that you think that are being taken by them looking at our Facebooks, I don't think we ever really had.
Why
them.
Should the government have the ability to look at your Facebook?
Everyone
what are
has
they
the
gaining
ability
from
to look,
that?
If you post something on the internet, expect people to.
But
say,
it's
are
not
you
just,
friends with the government?
No, but it's
sure.
not just what you post. It's like all your searches, yeah. et cetera.
Mm-hmm. On
like,
Facebook?
All
your
IM
activity,
yeah.
So they know the ex-girlfriends that people are looking for?
Yeah.
Who cares?
You know, you
when
just said,
hire a hitman.
You're typing these things into a website that you do not own.
Okay. Well, what if
they're out there? It's out there.
Oh, no. Sure.
That's all.
Yeah, they can
so
get
whatever.
It. Well, the way it works is apparently the government has to turn over a warrant or something before
okay.
they could.
Oh, they
get
have
the
to have some kind of reason
Facebook
to want
before.
To look up your shit.
Yeah.
Also,
but
what
they
if
can
the
manufacture
can...
a reason, too.
Well, why would they manufacture a reason to look up my shit?
What, right now they wouldn't. Maybe they suddenly decide they don't like Jews again. You know, you don't. There's no reason to put that.
I am
that...
way down the list of Jews. I don't even like Jews. I'd
no,
be helping them find Jews.
What if they made? What if
hey.
They made?
I'd be like, there's this guy I do a podcast with who keeps insisting that he's Jewish.
Uh-huh.
Go get him.
Use it
and
against
then come
him.
Back and deal with me.
What if they made fantasy football illegal and then they?
I'll play
they,
fantasy baseball.
What if they played made fantasy baseball
then
illegal?
Stop doing it.
Well, what if they would retroactively arrest all the league leaders? And they'd look and they'd see
well,
and
you,
have a problem with them.
Most people league. Would be in jail. That's fine.
I'd, you would be one of those people.
Right,
by the way, this is what it's like to talk to Sid all the time.
If I'm in
so
jail,
know.
I don't have to go to a job 5 days a week, 40 hours
oh,
a week.
Oh, why don't you just go to jail then?
It's not a bad idea.
Why don't you go rob a jewelry store?
Listen, if that's the worst case scenario, it's not a terrible worst case scenario.
Yeah, jail's fine.
I find a positive in anything. You just give me a chance.
I think it's before you find a negative in it.
Little ass sex never hurt anybody.
Whatever. Dudes are into it. Who am I to say that I wouldn't be into it?
Sid saw Oz. Those guys look like
smile
very
right
friendly.
Through it. If you act like you enjoy it, it's like ignoring a bully. If while they're raping you, you smile or like lean into it, then they probably won't want to do it again.
Can we do
if
a prank on the show and
wait,
get Sid arrested as
Sid,
a prank?
Yes.
Is Sid condoning power bottoming? Is that what you're
if
saying?
If that prevents future rapes, do what you got to do.
Rob, can
well,
you?
What if
word spreads that you're such a great bottom that everyone will, and you love it, that everyone
but
starts
if you resist
coming around?
It, then that word will spread too, and everyone will want to see the crying little weenie boy.
Okay.
So whatever.
So you're getting fucked either way.
Might as well enjoy it.
Yeah, empower yourself. Yeah.
Raped if you do and raped
get
if you don't.
Respect to me. Yeah.
Rob, why don't you walk down 8th Avenue with some weed with Sid? Can we test this out?
Oh, God.
See, now he doesn't,
he's
thinking
he's done
it can
that
happen.
Before. We got away with it. I don't
oh,
know,
okay.
Man. Maybe the NSA is following you this
it's
whole
me.
Time.
It's me. It was my, they checked my Facebook.
No, at that point, it was probably your Friendster.
It was Friendster, yeah. MySpace.
And Wimit. 720, you're on the Metal Injection Livecast. What's your name and where
I'm
you're
on,
from?
I'm on.
Yes.
Hello, Dave.
Hello. Hello, Metal Injection.
Hello, who is this?
This is Vino Jesus.
Hello, Vino Jesus.
I'm getting crazy echo right now.
What kind of Vino are you drinking?
Turn your speakers down.
Turn your speakers down.
Hold on. Hello?
Yes.
Guy's high as fuck.
He's made
some noise. I can't hear you guys.
You can't hear us.
That's not a solution at all.
How does that happen?
Yeah, what kind of solution is that, Rob? What the fuck?
I don't understand how you can't hear us.
Well, I can... Well, I turned the speakers down, then I couldn't hear you. This is all coming from my phone.
Oh, turn your radio feed down, then, if you're calling through your
computer. I don't have a radio feed. This is all from my phone.
Oh.
Okay. Oh, so you had it on speakerphone?
Well... No, I just have you on normal phone. I guess it's just loud enough that it's coming into the input or whatever.
Whoa.
Who cares?
It's not happening anymore for some reason.
Great. What is the reason for your call?
Well, I was trying to stream my most favorite of podcasts, but I was having some trouble, so I thought I'd call in and join the fun.
Oh,
you made a mashup before. I'm actually looking at it on my computer right now.
Which mashup?
Want to hear it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is something he sent in like 2-something years ago.
What band do you have?
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
For the Cuomo Zeo contest.
No, that's enough.
Pretty good. Gets better at the end. Whatever.
Okay, I remember now. What's up, Zeno?
Yeah. That won me my Misery Index CD. That was pretty cool.
Did you enjoy that Misery Index CD?
I enjoyed it very much. I thank you for that CD, Mr. Rabba.
Did you copy it and give it to all your friends?
That's a weird
thing. Huh?
Did you copy it and give it to all your friends?
I'm very happy.
Yes. Good answer.
Thank you.
Good answer, yeah.
Wait, how many Misery Index CDs did we give you?
You gave me 5, actually.
No, you didn't.
There must have been some sort of mistake. I thought I would only get, you know, a single CD, but instead there were 5 in there.
Zeno, we're actually giving away another CD today. We're doing trivia questions. You ready?
Trivia questions. I'm ready. Okay.
Fill in the blank. Ready? Blank Han soup.
I know this. Is it faggot Han soup?
Incorrect. The correct answer was Juan.
Rob, did you see that on the I Hate Rabba Facebook group? Somebody posted a picture.
Yeah,
it was like
Spanky.
It was like a sorority group, but all the faces were you. And
what?
He tagged it with like every nickname we've ever had for you on the show.
Oh, wow.
It was very impressive work.
I didn't see that on my phone.
Very thorough.
I'm going to need to see this.
Though he added one that I don't remember us ever calling you.
What?
Shovel Face, I think, right? Have we called you Shovel Face?
I don't know, but there's 4 years of show here.
I guess that's true.
Maybe he just ran out of a
nickname. Maybe that's how he feels about you.
Oh.
Oh, come on.
No, he loves the Rabba. That's why he made that graphic tribute.
Does that mean you want to get? He wants to hit you in the face with a shovel, or your face is shaped like a shovel?
My face is shaped like a shovel.
Or like it looks like it's already been hit with a shovel.
Oh.
I think.
Oh, that's not nice.
I'm not saying
I agree with it.
Well,
I think that's what the meaning is.
I agree that could be what he meant, but that's not very nice.
Because I don't know that you have a shovel-shaped face.
Like a pointy chin.
Yeah.
See that?
One of the cone heads.
Oh, so the shovel, the bottom of the shovel.
Upside down.
Chin.
See why that's a bad thing.
Then isn't that everybody, more or less?
Well, some people are rounder.
If you go to Home Depot, you find shovels of all shapes and sizes.
Mm-hmm. They're saying Sean called you Shovel Face.
Oh.
Here.
Oh,
okay.
Okay.
Then that explains why we forgot.
I'm glad our listeners remember, because we certainly don't.
Yeah.
I remember Boot Face. That was Noah.
That was a Noah invention.
Improvising.
I remember. That was when we did that fake A-Rod press conference.
Yeah.
And her,
uh-huh.
Without you knowing, she was going to ask it. She's like, is it true that your face looks like a boot?
Yeah.
Something like that, and you just lost.
You
like couldn't go on because you were so thrown back. I still don't really know what it means, but it's hilarious.
Sucks.
I don't know either. It just sounds good.
4 years later, here we are.
Is there only 4 years?
5 years? How long have we been doing this? That was
2008, December. We started.
So what is that?
4.5 years.
Okay.
Wow. We're going to reach our 5-year anniversary.
Yeah. We keep saying this, but we have to do something good for the 50-year anniversary.
What are we going to 50 year?
I said 50 year. Come on.
Oh, I thought you said 50th year.
We'll do something special for
that. By the 50th year, I think we'll have a plan together.
Yeah.
live broadcast from Chuck E. Cheese.
Sure.
Do those exist anymore?
Sure.
There's one in the Atlantic Center Mall.
Oh, wow.
A Red Lobster.
Or somewhere that sells ribs.
Oh.
Rob's Dizzler. Down with that.
Do we have any live cast listeners who work at a rib establishment
in New York?
Or a Chuck E.
That
Cheese?
That has Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
We got plenty that work at Chuck E. Cheese, probably. Piss Mops is back, says video podcast.
I've been in favor of that from the beginning.
No, no, no.
I don't
for
see
one
why
show.
Not.
Like, what does that add to it, though? I don't see, like, it'd be first
another
be too
option
hard to
for
do.
Viewing. Why not? What's, what
they
want to
look
away?
At you, Darren.
What does it take
I know. They want
to
see you.
I have to release video of me sparingly because it's so awesome that, that I don't want to overwhelm the
public. But we've never done
it.
We've never done a full.
We do behind
video.
The scenes.
Yeah,
stuff.
That's not the same.
That's
they enough. Want to see us like doing the show.
But we're not moving. Like there's no interesting visual thing to
there's
it.
A very popular basketball podcast that I listen to, and they have a video feed as well. That you, it's a live video feed, or you
I'm
download
not
the MP3
to it.
Later.
Would,
and any
sure.
opportunity I have, I watch the video feed. I'm telling you, people.
You sit there. How long is the podcast?
Sid likes
half
to judge.
An hour to an hour.
Well, this is we're a 2-hour podcast.
So
who's going to sit there for 2 hours and watch it?
Even if it's one person, why not? What does it cost us? We all have webcams
bandwidth.
On our computers.
Bandwidth.
You could try it. If you see that it's not
I
getting
mean,
many hits,
the,
then we won't
the,
bother.
If we all have webcams, the way we would do it is a Google Hangout. But then
okay.
I feel like there would be a lag.
I don't know. Only one way to find out.
Well, you'd still have the audio up, too, right? Only.
Yeah.
You know
sure.
why Sid wants this video podcast? Because he's the only one without a laptop, so he doesn't
I'll
have to be on camera.
I'll totally bring my laptop. I just don't have a reason to, so I don't bring it, because I always get distracted with the chat room. Hmm.
Joe okay. Franklin said we should get the Derensky guy on the
oh
show.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yes.
He's a handsome
that,
man.
That might be the only thing to top the Mama Rabba phone call.
I mean, the thing
get
is,
that guy.
But it's like we're making fun of him. I feel guilty doing
just
that.
His voice. We wouldn't even have to say anything silly
all right.
to him.
We could
or maybe
try
we
it.
Can call him or something.
Do you have his phone number?
Yes, I have a number for him. I invite him to poker all the time, but he
so,
doesn't answer my texts or anything.
Call ooh. Him. What if you called him on air and invited him to poker? And we just, like when Rob called his mom, just and had a random conversation.
All right.
We could hear this guy's voice.
Okay.
Can we do that now?
Yeah, sure.
Let's do this!
Yes! Call him on speakerphone, yeah.
The rest of us will be quiet.
You can't just give him the number and you'd go through like we did.
But then he won't recognize the number on his phone.
He might not recognize. Maybe that'll make more reason for him to pick up.
Darren can say he's calling from his house phone.
It's not going to sound nearly as good on speakerphone.
Do you want to
call?
Okay.
What the
hell
is fidelity? Let's do it that
all
way.
Right. Darren, I'll call it.
This is so bad. There it is. One second.
Old people pick up whatever the number is. Maybe it's a grandkid they forgot.
Just say you're calling from like a house phone or something.
You got a new phone. Whatever.
Yeah.
Dialing.
Yeah. Oh. The number you dialed is not in service.
Damn it.
Can you see this? Maybe I.
Did you do
oh,
the one?
Oh, there's a number calling us.
It's not that guy.
I changed my number, Derek.
The 718 number.
I no, sensed you dialing.
Oh. What? Did you call yourself, Rob?
No. It doesn't. Let's try it one more time.
It could be an old number. I only send out mass texts to the games and stuff, so.
Oh, I see.
What, it's working now?
No, no, no. Hold on 1 second. So I'll just add a 1 at the beginning.
See?
Yeah, you have to dial 1.
Dial 9 to get an outside line.
Yeah.
The number you dialed is not in service.
God damn it. Did he die?
He gave me a wrong number.
He might have died.
Derensky, you're a handsome man, but you're not getting my home phone number. I'll follow up on it and try to get his number.
Okay. You have until December 2013.
Okay.
To get the right number.
Because that's when he dies, for real.
Well, after we call him on the show, that's how it goes. Then.
Okay.
It's on the live cast Kiss of Death, yeah?
Yeah.
That's, Jesus. He doesn't need any help.
Rob, your mom, is she all right?
Oh. Rob's mom doesn't count. She's all right.
She's a recurring character on the
she's
show.
A woman.
But... Yeah, like she sang a song for us and everything.
Robert, I heard about these cures. I'm very worried. And bring home milk.
Oh, I have a Ken Pierce story.
Oh, that's right.
Did he kiss your neck and massage you?
No, I haven't. I haven't run into him, but a friend of mine told me a story. I'm not going to name names, but a friend of mine got married not too long ago.
Right, Godlet.
Trying
to get married.
He's married to the road.
On the floor.
I was about to say Frank recently got married. A friend of mine recently got married, and he's cordial with Ken Pierce. And he didn't invite Ken to the wedding.
you told me like 6 months ago. Why are you only telling it on
no,
the
no,
air
no.
now?
No, no, no. This is a brand new story.
Really? All right, go
oh,
on.
Oh, I guess I never told
There's
it on the
more
air.
Than one Ken Pierce no. wedding story?
No. The story is basically that Ken Pierce emailed this friend of mine and was like, hey, do you have any wallet-sized photos of you and your wife? I like to keep one of all of my friends who are married.
Yeah.
Just okay. He wants a wallet-sized photo of this of this acquaintance at best.
Did he give him one?
No, he never responded to the email.
Like, who even makes wallet-sized wedding photos anymore?
That's not the point. He did have them. He just wasn't sending it. No, I don't know.
Well, if Ken Pierce is listening to this, I'm sure he knows who you're referring to, and now he's going to be crying.
Oh, no.
He doesn't have real feelings.
Oh,
jeez.
He just has wallet-sized photos of people with feelings.
Do you think, I mean, we've been on 4 years doing this. Do you think he actually ever found out that we talk about him
I
yet?
Don't know, man.
I don't know.
These
wasn't he in the description once or something? I'm sure.
No,
I don't know.
I don't think I.
Google alerts.
Can we get him to do an interview on it?
No. Super Nintendo Chalmers says Rob's mother heard about the live cast cursed and yelled at him for hanging out with gypsies.
Robert, I told you about the Romanians. There are no good news.
Dirty people.
Dirty.
My parents, my mom specifically, did always warn me about gypsies.
My parents as well.
Really?
I was like, that's great advice for 1870. Thank you.
To be fair, when I went to Europe, I did encounter gypsies, specifically in France.
There's gypsies in fucking Brooklyn, man. There's a lot of them.
Yeah, they use their kids to beg for money on the train.
Or God. So upsetting. There's this one specific woman who sits with her baby every day in the same spot, and it's like...
Somebody calls social service.
Yeah, like, come on. That poor baby.
Yeah.
And beyond that, like, I also see squatters, and they always have dogs.
Oh, yeah.
And I feel terrible for
the
dog.
Dogs, yeah.
And then I think about myself, like, does this make me a bad person that I have no feeling of empathy for this squatter who probably has rich family?
Oh, yeah, the squatter chose that shit.
Yeah. It's like, why are you making the dog suffer
all the time?
Yeah. And honestly, the dog is always so well behaved.
Yeah, the sweetest.
Well, it seems like more random luck that the dog will get stuck with that person rather than that person who most likely probably, you know, fucked up their life.
The squatter. I purposely made sure to go into the opposite train as the squatter, then only to realize the squatter was going train to train, begging for change to feed his dog. Like, and it was so sad. The squatter came into like the middle of the car. He like told the dog to sit. The dog laid down on the train floor.
Yeah, there's a well-behaved
dog. Yeah. And he didn't follow
They don't get any food, that's why.
Yeah.
There's no energy to bark at you.
You got
to
keep a can of Alpo in your bag at all times just for that situation.
Yeah.
Sorry. Well, Jake and I were on the train once, and there's this one guy who's always begging for money on the L, but he's like, man, come on, just give me a dollar.
He gets up in each person's face,
oh,
right?
Oh, my God. This
and
is
then,
a new trend.
And then And then he, like, mutters to himself, he's like, if I don't get a fucking dollar, I'm just going to fucking steal it from someone.
Yeah.
I or just like, you cheap ass people don't have a dollar? You serious? Not one person in this train has a dollar?
We're talking
wow.
about the same guy here.
Yeah. And it's just like, are you really getting mad at us after you're the one inconveniencing us?
Yeah.
We're not inconveniencing. We don't owe you anything.
And he's always wearing, like, these dirty, like, baggy sweatpants and T-shirt, but his sneakers are, like, expensive, like...
I love the turn. Like, I'm sure we're thinking the same guy, but other people I've had that have been, like, so polite, like, please, you know, I really just need a little food, just for, like, a little lunch, please. Anybody
that doesn't
special?
Work for
yeah.
sure.
Anybody else? Seriously? Yeah. I mean, seriously?
Yeah.
Like $1, like I'm freaking starving here. Look at you people.
Remember when they used to like do stuff to like amuse us for the money?
Yeah.
It's like, all right.
What happened to that?
Well, they do that. They kick you in the face with their dance moves.
I always feel sort of guilty for not giving money until like right as they're leaving, they always say, God bless you, everyone.
Yeah,
and then I'm like, that Christian shit. You're definitely not getting my dollar now.
What God do for you, you cocksucker?
I used to feel guilty about it, and then I think, like, hey, I have to go to work today. And that person didn't.
Yeah, exactly.
They did. They got on the train and fucking begged. Yeah.
The only time I feel guilty is if there's a dog or a child with them.
Yeah.
Because
like, oh,
they didn't pick their fate.
Yeah.
I always feel guilty when it's an old Russian man like my dad.
Oh, yeah. Like the one that plays the trumpet.
Yeah.
Did I tell you? I don't know if I told this on the air about the accordion guy that got on and then there was like.
Yeah. He did mention this on the air.
Did I mention the thing about the guy who got on and yelled at each person in their face?
No.
He went from the beginning of the car. He got on. He went to the corner seat, yelled at the person, "You have any money? No? For real? For real? You got no fucking money? Okay." Went right next to her. "You don't got no fucking money neither? Okay. All right. Fine. Fuck you." Turned around, went to the other corner. They went right down the line. There were maybe 80 people.
Did he do it to you?
Yeah. He went to me.
What did you say to him?
For real? I said, well, first of all, I don't want to get stabbed. I don't know if he has a fucking shank in his pocket.
Right.
I said, I got four kids. I need all my. I said, I'm sorry. All my money.
You're part of the problem.
All my money has to go to all the kids. I'm sorry. So he's like, oh, all right. Next person. You don't got no fucking money? Come on. What the fuck?
Darren. Smart.
Well, he went. He stayed on one car four stops.
The nerve. The nerve to fucking just get mad at people for not giving you who owes you a dollar?
But it probably works. I don't think it's about being rude. I think it's like utility. It's like that's probably the best way because people are scared.
The evolution of the panhandler.
I'll tell you the guy who got
totally something I see more and more nowadays. Yeah,
the guy who got the most money I've ever seen was this guy in the 90s. He used to come on the Q train, and he used to go, "Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. I have HIV.
Oh, yeah, we talked about this, too.
Right. And then he would threaten to fucking spit HIV spit on you if you didn't give him any
money. I don't think you could get HIV that way, but still.
Plus in the 90s.
I don't think the HIV thing would even be an issue. I think if somebody just came on threatening to spit at you.
Right. But
I'm completely healthy, but I'll spit at you.
That just adds a little soup song of extra nastiness.
Yeah.
But yeah, I gave him money. It worked. It worked for me. I don't get spit on by some fucking bum hacking a fucking clam on me.
Ugh.
Fuck. Homelessness, am I right?
Oh, there are a lot more homeless people on the subway platforms. I feel for them.
I have nothing against homeless people. I have something against beggars. I hate begging.
Yeah.
And even be homeless, I you know, it's fine. Like I,
it's
know,
fine
I
if you're homeless. I don't mind.
I mean, I don't look down on
you.
I don't look down on you because you're homeless. I sympathize, but
well, usually they're sitting, so I am looking down at them. But
well, you look down at everybody.
Yeah, that's I'm tall.
Somewhere between 8 feet and 6 foot.
Yeah, I'm 6'4".
What? Did you shrink?
You used to be 6'5". Okay, I'm 6'5". 6'4".
No, he got a haircut.
Yeah, that's probably what it is.
No, well, when we were, you know, doing the BCR show, you were 6'5".
Well, as you get older, you get shorter, so.
Maybe I lost an inch.
Where?
Oh, hello!
All right, that's all the time we have for today.
It's true.
We're approaching the end.
Close your eyes.
Schmeckle Destroyer with a very rude question. If Rob was a homeless guy in the street, would you look at his terrorist face and give him a dollar? I don't have a terrorist face. I have an adorable face.
There's adorable terrorists, I'm sure.
That's true. That Boston bomber, he does have an adorable face. The younger one. The adorable one.
Yeah, he was getting heartthrobs messages on Facebook.
Yeah, there's like tumblers dedicated to him. It's absurd.
My band makes fun of me because I look Arab when I have a beard. So
everyone does, though.
Yeah, well, especially me.
Wait, are you saying everyone makes fun of him or everyone looks Arab?
No, everyone looks Arab.
Well, no, everybody does make fun of me, so.
Well, if you have any kind of darkness to your skin, you look like an Arab terrorist. And if not, you look like the fucking guy from Harry Potter if you're white, if you have a long beard.
Yeah.
Which guy from Harry Potter
Hagrid.
Had a long? Oh.
But
wasn't he big and fat?
Yeah.
So if you're not big and fat and you have a long beard. Okay.
All right, fine. Pick someone else with a beard. Wise guy.
Willie Nelson.
All right. I don't know. Fine. That's fine. We'll go with that.
Wait, does Willie Nelson have a beard?
Yeah.
But it's not long.
No.
Yeah, Scott Ian. Okay. There we go.
Capsberger makes an interesting point about the two Boston terrorists. The older one was cute until his brother ran over his head.
He was that cute that he was still cute after being run over. Oh, Hillbilly Jim. There's a white guy with a beard. Long beard.
Does he still have the beard?
Maybe. Yeah, yeah, I think
Joe Franklin chiming in says Jake and Rob should form a Muslim tag team.
Oh.
I don't know how to do that, so it'll be all up to you, but I'm on your
yeah,
side.
Yeah, we're not. We'd be crappy pro wrestlers.
Yeah.
Sounds perfect for WWE.
Oh, wow. Burn.
You just hit Rob where it hurts.
That's Burn. Low high. I agree.
That's yeah. low high.
That would be Rob's wrestling name.
From parts unknown.
That's his team.
Low-hanging.
Low-hanging fruit.
I'm a Native American.
It's a low-hanging fruit on a pole match. It's very easy to win because it's hanging so low.
Oh, I see.
The match ends quickly.
Okay.
That's all I got.
That is all you got.
That was fun.
Thank you for listening.
You're welcome.
Yeah, we tend to zone out, but we really tried this week.
What?
Wait, what? I wasn't listening. What were you saying?
We never listen.
Thank you to our listeners for listening. Thank you to Jake for sitting in. Thank you to Black Sabbath for giving us some money.
Thanks to Dave Mustaine for calling his audience faggots and cunts.
Yeah,
yeah,
for
giving
us content.
And doing that stupid Spotify thing. That
yeah,
he did.
Oh, that was wonderful.
It's almost like he does it for us.
Yeah, it's like if you, and also it's like, hey, you need a reason to sign up for Spotify. There's a reason, just to hear this terrible commentary track.
Oh, so you have to pay to hear that?
No.
Oh. You could also just listen to the live cast, and we'll give you the highlights.
Yeah, those are pretty much the highlights, though, I will say.
You're welcome.
Him going, I really enjoy this song.
Yeah.
Yeah, and much
this
like Dave,
shitty like my other song.
Much like Dave Mustaine, I really enjoyed this podcast.
Yeah.
This is a podcast I really enjoyed creating.
You enjoyed your own podcast?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
Thank you.
Mm.
Now,
I can't see it at all. That's
good. All right, we're going to get out of here. We'll be back next week with another new episode. Should we go out on anything? Do we have anything to go out on?
Mm. Well, suggest something.
No, not that. Can we play Rob's mom's song?
You want to hear that? Didn't
Rob's
we play
mom.
That, though?
I can listen to that song all day long on repeat.
No problem. Here it is. Now. Here it is.
Why don't you? eat something. Look, I made some nice pork.
I'm not hungry.
But look, you're so skinny. You're
Mom, I'm overweight. I weigh almost 300 pounds.
Oh, why are you raising your voice to me?
I'm not raising my voice.
Good Lord, listen. Oh, my God. Mama wants to fix your life. And if you move to Brighton Beach with me, you can have your old room back. It's still waiting. Mama wants to fix your life. And if you want to see me deceived, you can just stay unemployed. Oh, Robert, I come to America to give good life to your, to my son.
I'm sorry, you're so proud.
I want to give you pants. And this
right,
is how you
right,
treat
well,
me.
Well, go to Old Navy. You can buy me some pants.
Oh, I have so many good pants ready for you. You're going to look so beautiful. All the Russian girls are going to love you. It's going to be so great. All
right, great. I'm very excited.
Just stand up straight a little bit more, please.